AI narrated audio, generated from ShareaMaestro Market Research, full article. U.S. Bancorp pushes to 91.7% of its yearly range as market dynamics trails the move. USB's 5.8% weekly advance kept its long trend signal intact and lifted volume modestly, but the move still lacks a fresh market dynamics confirmation. Research brief. U.S. Bancorp closed at $58.94 for the week ended 12 June 2026, up 5.8%, and just 2.7% below its 52-week high of $60.58. The regional bank remains in a constructive weekly regime with a 44-week active trend signal, positive relative strength, and 1.2 times volume versus its 13-week average. The main caveat is market dynamics, which remains negative at negative 0.11, leaving confirmation short of the price action. Key points. 1. USB gained 5.8% on the week, ahead of the U.S. financial services average of 3.1%, and slightly above the U.S. bank's regional average of 5.2%. 2. The stock is up 11.0% over 4 weeks and 16.2% over 12 weeks, with price 9.1% above its trend line at $54.01. 3. The trend signal is active for a 44-week streak, while trend breadth stands at 84.6%, or 44 active weeks out of the past 52. 4. Volume rose to 51.7 million shares, equal to 1.2 times the 13-week average and 1.1 times the 52-week average, enough to support the move, but not a high conviction participation spike. 5. Market dynamics remains negative at negative 0.11, despite a 247.3% 4-week improvement in relative strength to 5.81, making confirmation the key unresolved issue. Near high price action, but not a clean confirmation set. U.S. Bancorp finished the week at $58.94, gaining 5.8% and lifting its 4-week and 12-week returns to 11.0% and 16.2%, respectively. That places the stock at 91.7% of its 52-week range and only 2.7% below the $60.58 high. The weekly structure remains constructive. Price is 9.1% above the $54.01 trend line. The trend signal is active, and the active streak now spans 44 weeks. The strength is not fully one-sided. USB trades 38.1% above ShareaMaestro fair value of $42.68, which shows sustained premium demand, but also raises the bar for incremental confirmation. Market dynamics is still negative, at negative 0.11, even after improving from deeper negative readings in recent weeks. So the latest move is better described as strong price follow-through with an unfinished confirmation profile. Regional banks are doing more of the work than the broader financial sector. The sector backdrop is supportive, but uneven. U.S. financial services gained an average 3.1% for the week, with positive market dynamics breadth at 72.0%, but trend breadth only 45.0%. Against that wider group, USB ranked 11th out of 100 for the week, and sits in the 86.8 percentile across 1,015 U.S. financial services peers, helped by its positive weekly and quarterly performance. The industry comparison is more demanding. U.S. Bank's regional averaged a 5.2% weekly gain, 10.2% over 4 weeks, and 15.6% over 12 weeks. So USB's 5.8%, 11.0%, and 16.2% readings are only modestly ahead of the group. Industry trend breadth is much stronger at 72.0%, suggesting the regional bank bid is broad. While USB's industry ranks of 24th for the week, 28th over 4 weeks, and 50th over 12 weeks show participation rather than clear separation from peers. Volume supports the rebound, while risk sits in the premium and the proximity to the high. Volume improved to 51.7 million shares versus a 13-week average of 44.6 million, and a 52-week average of 47.7 million. The 1.2 times volume ratio confirms that the advance drew above normal activity, but it is still short of the heavier 1.5 times threshold that would show stronger participation in the next leg. Relative strength is positive at 5.81, a sharp improvement over the past month, which helps offset some of the concern from negative market dynamics. Risk is concentrated in the combination of valuation distance and range position. USB's 38.1% premium to fair value leaves less room for disappointment. And the stock is close enough to the 52-week high for exhaustion to matter if volume fades. Weekly volatility is contained at 3.0% over 13 weeks versus 3.3% over 52 weeks, with 33 upside weeks and 19 downside weeks in the past year. But average gains and losses are both 2.8%. So reversals can still be meaningful, even inside an active trend. What to watch next? The next test is whether price can remain above the 54.01 USD trend line while pressing closer to the 60.58 USD high. A continuation attempt with volume expanding beyond the current 1.2x reading would strengthen the participation case, especially if relative strength remains positive. The cleaner signal would come from market dynamics turning positive after several weeks below zero. If that gauge fails to confirm while price stays near the top of the yearly range, the setup would remain constructive, but vulnerable to a pause, particularly given the 38.1% fair value premium. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMeister does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.